It's Mark Husson's Astrology Hour. Time for you to expect something wonderful.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. It's Mark, and this is Mark Husson's Astrology Hour coming to you live at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. on the East Coast. The reason I say it like that is because I can't believe I'm on time. I think I might have gotten a couple things right here. We'll see. It'll take me, there's a few buttons I have to press, but if you're listening live on 1-2 Radio, thank you for being here. Thank you so much for listening. And if you're coming over to the live stream in the chat, I got you covered. There's a chat room happening. There's a few people in it, like Arlene and Patricia and Terry and Shelly and Lynn. You guys are just awesome. Thank you so much for the effort it takes to get into that chat room. Now, I will periodically check on the chat room. I may miss you. Hi, Laura. Good morning. Hi, Truly. Thanks for being here. You're so welcome, and I'm sending you extra special hugs. The path to getting to YouTube is basically, if you don't have the link that I sent in the email, like I did it on Facebook too, I sent a link. You can just go to the live stream, see if you can find Mark Husson's Astrology Hour and click the live stream. Just click, look for the menu at the top live. I know you can find it. I know you can. It's just good to be able to get more and more comfortable with this. And bless you guys for being so patient with me as we climbed this mountain together of going live stream. And you're making it more and more comfortable for me. I have my coffee here, so give me a sec. There's so many things. It's like, where's the mute button? Where's the da-da-da-da? And so I don't even care anymore. What I do care about is that we get a chance to settle, ground in a little bit, and talk about what's up and coming, especially because what's up and coming is so up and coming. It's big. It really is. So thank you again for listening. If you have any questions, you can email them to me. You can also just leave them in the chat room. I am going to check on the chat room periodically like I normally do. But instead of having Facebook, I'm not doing the Facebook page anymore, you guys. I am just, I think singling it out for me is enough. For I can have my chat on YouTube, and eventually you'll find your way to YouTube and you can do it. And I'll go through the chats and talk to you and see how you're doing periodically like I usually do. It is a Taurus moon today, Monday the 31st of March. It's the last day of March. Gotta let some of this sink in. We just had an eclipse in Aries. We just had the full moon eclipse, which was in Libra, but during this Aries cycle, we had a full moon eclipse, a solar eclipse. And now what we're doing is taking a look at this Aries energy sort of ushering in a new time period for us. Now, luckily, it seems like the timing seems perfect, doesn't it? And I think that seems like a cliche thing to say. But I want to explain why. There is so many big changes, as we have talked about forever, Pluto going into Aquarius. You can see them. You can actually feel them. You can actually take a minute and sort of like dissect them. This is okay for you to remember. Where was I when this was going on? Pluto in Capricorn, no more. It's in Aquarius. Groups are forming. Like-minded things are forming. Technology is developing at a rapid freaking pace. No one can deny that, right? We're doing fine. We'll be okay. But Pluto is sort of introducing us to a new era. Now, Neptune yesterday went into Aries. It's only going to be there. It's going to be there for a few months. It's going to dip just like Pluto did when it dipped back into Capricorn during the election. Neptune is going to dip back into Pisces for a last turn. But then it comes full tilt into the into Aries. Now it's called the anaretic degree, which is the one that is the very last degree when a planet is in the very last degree of a sign. Mercury's there right now. I'm going to put a chart up on the screen for you. It'll cover me up, but you can see the if you look over Mercury I'm not going to be able to actually, Mercury is, if you start at the 9 o'clock position, you'll see Saturn looks like an H, then the horseshoe of the North Node, and then Venus. And then under Venus, looks like Venus with horns, is Mercury. It's 29 Pisces. That's what it says, aneretic. Now, the reason that Venus and Mercury are listed in red is because they're still going retrograde. So they're going backwards, but Mercury right now is at 29 degrees of Pisces. Neptune's at 0 degrees of Aries. It just left 29 Pisces. Okay, it's going forward. So basically what we're seeing is the ruler of Pisces, Neptune, is now in the sign of Aries, which is ruled by Mars. And you know what? We got to dissect this for just a second. Neptune, I used to say this phrase, the antidote to Neptune is Mars. And let me explain that. I'm going to take this picture down. The antidote to Neptune is Mars. What that means, basically, Neptune merges you with somebody. It opens you up. It dissolves the boundaries. It's the drug experience. It's the dream experience. It's the thing that's sort of like, wow, like that's why I'll never go to a Pisces party. Because they, I'm going to put this light on, by the way. I just saw that I didn't have my light on. Because they invite everybody to their parties. Everybody, because they see the good in everyone. And when you have a Scorpio moon and a Venus and a Saturn in Scorpio and a Scorpio rising and Jupiter in Virgo, let me tell you, you ain't seeing the good in people. No. And so Pisces seeing the good in people because their hearts are kind of open and they can see, they take a minute. Now, they have incredible defense mechanisms to that, right? Pisces has an ability to be like the meanest, coldest fish in the sea, because that's a defense against what really is going on with them. But if you melt them, if they've been with you long enough and sort of like assumed they filled up the space of which you were containing, they will see you and feel you. And that's the thing about Pisces. They have a multitude of friends, different from all walks of life. They see people so differently. They feel people so differently. They understand people so differently. Neptune dissolves all that for us, okay? And when you are merged with somebody, when you're in a Neptune space with somebody and you need out of that space, you know the quickest way? Get angry. Mars at them. You know how hard it is to be connected when you're mad at somebody? I have seen this so much. I have been so close and then I get mad. And then I'm like, get away from me. You're the last person I want to see. And that is what's happening now. Neptune is going into the sign of Aries, its antidote. So now what do you think is happening? And I want you to sort of pay attention to it. If you read about it from a historic perspective, it doesn't sound like a fun time. It was the Civil Wars, 1860s. And if you get into the meat of these discussions, which is like so Neptunian to do, but if you really get, if you stop all the mental, it was the Civil War. We hated each other and we wanted to secede and da-da-da. If you get into the meat of it, there was a lot of outrage about what was happening, about what Abe Lincoln wanted to do. And Abe Lincoln, when he was running for president, promised he wasn't going to do that. Quit worrying, he said. Your slavery is secure with me. And when he got in and that wasn't the story, there was outrage. They were lied to. They were like, okay, you know how you feel when you've been lied to. Well, we'll get you in office. You promise us anything, but when you get in there, okay, right or wrong, okay, we know slavery is wrong. I don't have to defend myself right here. But if you believed in it and you decided that the election was going to be dependent on who got in and you wanted the person to get in to protect your right to have a slave and they lied to you, well, I think you're going to be pretty angry. And there was anger, and there was huge amounts of anger, and there was vitriol, and there was the desire to punish. And therein lies the war. Okay. House divided among itself. Okay. Now, you have these two opposite forces together sort of covering and lining the zeitgeist of our world right now. Okay, so you have Neptune and all its sort of comfort. And I found this beautiful thing about what Neptune and Pisces was doing. I want you to think about this for a minute. Do you remember misinformation? That word? You might have heard it one or two times. Addiction, obsession, the obsession on YouTube and TikTok. Think about how many people, like, that was their fame. That was their thing. That was what they were going to be. The YouTubers, the content creators, okay? The drug commercials. Social media blew up. And more people got sucked in to the point where there was like, what do we do with our kids? If they take their phone, I'm thinking kids would like put a hit out on their parents. Like schools were like, try to take their phones away. Just try. It was dangerous. There was this line was blurred between fact and fiction. This line of like, what is real? What are we allowed to do? The line was blurred with gender. What does that mean? All of a sudden, anything was possible. Everything was fluid. Even the word gender fluid came into being when Neptune was in Pisces. And it stayed there for the longest time until we became our vocabulary started changing. TikTok started getting banned. There started to be this wake-up call that maybe they're doing some bad things in TikTok. Maybe China is involved, and maybe. We had this weird moment in time where there was a pandemic and we were locked away from reality even more. Y'all kind of remember that? A little bit. You go back in time and think about how utterly frustrating that cycle was for us. What a nightmare in so many ways. How many people, millions of people died? Millions of people died alone. How many times did you think you were being the righteous one and not going to say goodbye to your grandmother or grandfather, whatever? So many things when you're in the watery world like that. Now, a lot of good things happened, right? A lot of good things. Ozempic. I mean, it's considered a wonder drug. It's reversing the effects of heart disease. I mean, whatever your beliefs are about it, it's still like there's sort of wonders are happening. Space travel, AI, all that stuff under this sort of magic of Neptune and Pisces. It was like a dream world come true. I just want you to really get, by the time Neptune was leaving Pisces, we were all so glad when Neptune went into Pisces. I remember we were so happy. It was like, oh, good. Get it out of Aquarius. All that mental stuff. We get to swim a little bit. Well, then it's like after 14 years, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, you think about all the things that happened in 14 years. The kind of religious wars that came up, the kind of the religion of online media, etc. So yesterday it slips out and it goes into the warrior zone. And let me tell you something, whenever a planet leaves 29 degrees and enters the next sign, I'm telling you, even though there's a wobble and we might feel for a minute, there's like relief. And the world, you'll get a whole bunch of astrologers telling you the dangers of it, the fear of it, telling you, you know, to look now at how bad it is. You can do that if you want. I'm here to tell you something different. I know you're surprised. This is going to be one of the most monumentally important cycles that we've been in, because guess what? You get to see the veil drop, reality hit, And I don't know how many of us, but a lot of us, I mean, and I don't know how many it's happened to already, but a lot of us are going, where the hell have I been? Now, it just happened yesterday. I don't know that many of you are doing that, but you might have done it the week before because it was so near the end. But how many of you are thinking, oh my God, I feel like I'm kind of going to wake up here? Do you know how important this is to snap out of the drug? You know those shows where somebody gets a drug and they're like, we'll just think of it like heroin, all the movies you've seen of heroin. I've never done heroin. But it's like the minute the needle goes in, you're like, imagine that's how we've been for like 14 years. Thinking that reality was one thing when it was a different thing. I mean, during that drug-induced trip, we're told that women may not be women or men may not be men or they get a choice and it doesn't matter anymore what your biology. I mean, whatever your belief is about that, the reality of it exists somewhere outside of this sort of what you're being told. There's a truth somewhere you get to stand on. And right now, all of those things are coming together in a way that's waking us up. And who doesn't want to be woken up? I certainly do. I don't like this feeling. And I think it's not just waking up, it's waking the hell up. It's seeing life like, where have I been? I am so happy. I am so happy for this moment in time to exist. I am so happy that Neptune went into Aries. Even though I just read a book, the chapter of the book on Neptune and Aries was horrifying. It was horrifying. Because the author is believing that the emancipation of the slaves was a bloody, horrible time. And it probably was. But I'm telling you, I don't know anybody that's upset about that who has a good heart, right? If we were in such an egregious place and we opened up and brought ourselves together. Now notice that the whole thing about the Civil War was we were a house divided and we were to be brought together. Now what if individually we all decide to unite? What if individually we stop this sort of awful fear stuff that's going on? I mean, it takes one person just to decide, okay, I'm not going to blow up a Tesla when I see it. I'm not going to hate on people who have already, you know, I mean, I just saw a thing where a 61-year-old woman was stopped because she was driving a Tesla and was being screamed at and trying to get yanked out of her car. People were so enraged. Where's that anger coming from? It's coming from information that you're being fed and told. And that's what I mean about maybe it's, do you think that Neptune and Pisces might be about lies too? You make stuff up? And maybe Neptune and Aries gives us a chance to say, wait a minute, let's see if everything I'm hearing is the truth. Let's check it. I have the energy now, okay? The heroin's wearing off. Okay, I'm going to check on you. Let me see how y'all are doing. I'm going to go over to the chat room real quick. And I am, let's see what happens when I switch these screens. There we go. There you all are in there. I don't know. There we go. Let's see how y'all are doing. Let me see. Hi, Inga. Yes, you are here. Hi, Quelly. Thank you. Melissa, big time. Neptune in Sag, but it's in the first house. Some ahas yesterday with career. Good, Melissa. That's wonderful to hear. Hey, Judith. did not know that about Lincoln. Yeah, and check my work. Don't just because I'm announcing it. It's in Sign of the Times where Lincoln made deals with the South that he was not going to go against this. He said, rest assured. And I can pull the quote out too that I read. I did take the book back, but just check my work. Hi, Ryan. Ryan's in the house. Hi, Ryan. And then Sahar, thank you for being here. You guys, Sahar, newest advisor at One Two Listen. I am so thrilled to have her voice here with us. Sahar, thank you so much for being in here. Melissa, thanks for coming. Hey, Kay. Kay is also an advisor at onetolisten.com. I got a shout out to the advisors. Becky, good to see you. Thank you so much. Hey, Terry, thank you. Commenting on my fashion smarts, right? I had to order a bunch of clothes. I told John, he goes, what are you doing? I go, I'm on TV now, dude. I got to look good. My taste is questionable, but I got to look good. Hey, Laura, thanks again for being here. Renee, okay, I think I got you guys. Perfect timing. Okay, good. Lynn, loves this conversation, Mark. Can see so much now in retrospect. Maybe Neptune in Aries is, I can see clearly. Yes. Yes. Hey, Infinite Light, thanks for coming. Listen, you guys, you're going to hear a lot of people. A lot of astrologers are going to bemoan Neptune going into Aries. A lot of research shows that was a very turbulent time, right? You would agree. The Civil War was a really turbulent time. That was all of Neptune in Aries. But we don't know that the purpose of Neptune in Aries was a wake up, like the waking up and saying, this isn't right. And in that time period, it wasn't right, and they fixed it. What if we do that now? Don't assume you know what isn't right, though, yet. Let it come organically. I'm not about all this hating on both sides anymore. I'm really not. I'm about understanding the truth. I'm about listening. I'm about freeing up another part of my brain that doesn't just have a knee-jerk reaction when I hear someone's name that I don't like. I fought for that in myself. Neptune in Aries. I want you to fight for the same thing. And we'll use the words fight. It's fight for truth. That's all. Don't assume you know the truth, though. That's the thing. That's the arrogance that comes with this, is that we know the truth. We know, like, the guy going and attacking the woman driving the Tesla because what? He knows what truth about her. And shouldn't that all be condemned on some level? Shouldn't that all be condemned? I don't care what you think of the person who is in charge of the company. Do you want your brother, your sister, your aunt, your uncle, anybody that might own one of those cars to be in danger now? Is that, you just believe in it that much? So do some soul searching there for yourself. And I think you'll know when you're comfortable that you've hit the truth. I don't know that the truth, I think when you, can you imagine waking up like when the veil is lifted, like this blind spot is lifted and you have room to hear some other side? That's kind of cool. It's a cool place to be. I'm not there 100%, but I'm telling you, there's freedom in it. There's power in it. There's an ability to listen in it where it's like, listen. Not everybody's a jerk just because of a position they hold, okay? So I'm steering out of the politics zone, and we're coming back into what's happening in the current time period. And I want you to understand, we have two retrograde planets, meaning that we're passing them in such a way that they seem to be going backwards. And whenever that happens, the psyche of ourselves, our own psyche, goes inward. And it likes being inward. It likes being introspective. It likes taking a look at things and going, okay, let me look at this. And look at your body. Look at what happens to you when you do this thing about when you need to hate something or someone. What happens? You get filled with this sort of like, you know the truth. And you're like, it's kind of weird, right? Like suddenly you are consumed with what you believe the truth is and no other truth can exist. If that's where you are, then you're kind of a fanatic. Sorry, but if that's where you are, you're kind of a fanatic. If you can't have an honest and open discussion because you can't hear anymore, you have to walk away because you can't hear anymore, then you're a fanatic and it's okay. Just know that. That's where you are. Mercury retrograde in Pisces now is stopping. It's coming to a point where it's going to stop. And guess what? It's on the 24th, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. on the 18th. Hold on. There's so many things going on. Mars is retrograde. Venus is retrograde. And wait a minute. Is Mars? I have to give me a minute here, you guys, because I have notes and they're befuddling me. Hold on one second. I have it here. Bah, bah, bah. I just want to see the chart. There it is. Okay. Mars is now direct in Cancer and it's moving forward and it's going to be at 0 degrees on the 18th of April. Okay. 0 degrees of Leo. So it's now at Cancer, 23 degrees. It's moving to Leo. Guess what? It was in Leo on election day at zero. It's crazy. Okay, election day, Mars went to zero. So Mars, that's how far back Mars was going retrograde. Mars has been retrograde forever. It's now going direct, but it hasn't even come out of where it has already been. So don't let all that cross your eyes. Just remember, Mars is still reviewing. It's still giving us conclusions. It's still in Cancer, and it's coming out. It's going to be in Leo here on the 18th, but it will. That's where it was on election day. It's like we're reviewing all this stuff. Can you believe that? So next, on the 7th, today is the 31st, so the 7th is a week from today. We get to talk about it. Mercury's moving direct. Okay, so Mercury stops moving backwards on the 7th in 1 week, and Venus stops on the 13th, Sunday the 13th. I think that might be, I'm not positive, that might be Easter Sunday. I don't know. Easter varies every year, so I don't know. Anyway, point is, if you look at the chart, one's at 29 and one's at 28, they're both in Pisces, okay? So we're still swimming in those waters a little bit. So don't assume you know the truth yet. Don't assume you know anything yet. Just sort of feel, which is the best thing you could be doing, feel the time period. Feel what's happening. And if what you're feeling is fear, you're just listening to a different source than I am. I mean that. Change it up a minute, open yourself up a little bit, and listen to what's really going on. What I think is happening is there's an adjustment, there's a growth taking place. I think things are going to be really different for the social media aspect of our lives, the AI aspect of our lives. I think things are going to change, and I don't think they're going to be awful. Remember last week we looked at the Neptune-Venus conjunction, and I looked it up in the Magi book, and I was like, you guys, this is one of the best times to start a business. Well, guess what? It comes back. Venus is going to go direct and hit Neptune again. So you're in a cycle where you get to have anything you want. Truly. Jupiter in Gemini is basically telling us multitask the heck out of what you want. Start talking about it. Think about where Gemini is in your chart. Wherever Gemini is in your chart, that is where things are going to open up in a big, huge way, especially with communication. And then it goes into Cancer, and then watch out. Watch out, because Jupiter in Cancer is manifestation, pure manifestation from desire. So we have a lot to look forward to. In the meantime, this Neptune in Aries is giving us a glimpse. Now, Neptune is going to be, let me tell you when it goes out of Aries. This October, it's going to go back into Pisces, mid-October. It'll go back into Pisces. So we get between now and October to kind of study, just like we did when Pluto went into Aquarius. It was one of the best times. I know y'all don't remember maybe last year when Pluto dipped its toe in Aquarius before it went back into Capricorn. Things lightened up. There was hope. This Neptune in Aries can give us some perspective, some hope. But it's got to start with us. Like, this is that pioneering spirit. Don't be a follower. Don't be in a cult. Don't just believe everything that's being fed to you. Check it out a little bit deeper and see what the resistance is to you hearing what might be going on. The reason I'm saying that is because Neptune in Aries, the pioneer spirit, this is the worst time to be a follower. Seriously, the worst time. It was okay when it was in Pisces. Everybody followed. Excuse me. Everybody followed. We were, what do you think the whole social media thing was? If you didn't, if you weren't on social media, you felt like you were kind of a nerd in the negative sense. What I use the word nerd for, you were kind of like weirdo. If you didn't know how to become a part of the group or how to be a creator, like these media creators, and they're amazing. I mean, have you noticed how the algorithm works? Now that I'm on YouTube, I can tell you who I am based on what they're feeding me. I told John, like a month ago when I first got on, I was a gay golfer who loved animals in distress. Because that's all the only videos I saw. I don't know how I got the golf thing happening, but it was like, oh my gosh, okay. And all these animals stuck in trees, their heads were in a fence, snakes that were like, okay, I watched one rescue video and now I'm like, that's who I am. Okay, so as I matured a little bit, I started getting into dancing videos. And now it's like people who are doing like the typical TikTok dances, which I think, I honestly do think are very cute. And I showed one to John and he said, I think you're regressing. So, cause there's a school, I think there's a young woman, she's 26. I know you all know this if you're on TikTok, but do y'all know this song? I'm going to actually, it doesn't require vocal talent. I hop into a coffee shop and then my jaw dropped when I saw some woman with a pair of pants, right? It's very cute. I said, this song has over 7 million views. They're doing viral TikToks to it, like people are dancing to it. And John looked at me and wouldn't move. Like he just looked at me like, I have to decide if I need to call in for help here. I can't help it. It was fun. I really do. I have Venus and Gemini. I appreciate these sort of quirky things that exist in the world. I have an ability and my Mars and Pisces, I can get into the weirdest worlds and I appreciate them. I really do. Like that woman is going to be a teacher. She's going to be one of those like blue, you know, for young kids, like, you know, what Sesame Street used to be. It's adorable. She has a little song about a hamster named Jelly Bean. You all can probably have seen her, but that's my algorithm now because I enjoy that stuff. I'm telling you, now I look like, I sort of look, it's a little pedophilia-ish because I'm getting little kid cartoons. It doesn't really look pedophilia-ish, but I'm teasing in the sense that that's the algorithm and how smart it is. It knows how long you watched the video. It knows if you rewatched it. I mean, it's kind of creepy in a way, but also it sort of saves me a lot of time. Because as I do find things I'm interested in, because I was just YouTube searching for how to, you know, do this live stream in a different way and work with sound, and I do a lot of technical videos. Those are all in there. And I get to say, ignore this one. This really doesn't fit me. I have to say goodbye to the young school elementary songs I do. And so I say, okay, leave those alone. And it does. So that's the technology that we're coming to. And that to me is Neptune in Aries. I take charge of what I get to see and hear. I take charge of what I'm going to be open to. And I'm asking everyone in my life to be open to another way to look at stuff. I am, because I don't want to be stuck with one linear tunnel vision. And I am so grateful that I have someone like John who's just as open with me. I show him crazy videos. I show him different points of view. And he watches them and he goes, that's so interesting. Let's find out if that's true or not. And we go. And it's just like, that seems so healthy to me because I'm not afraid anymore I'm not just like somebody hands me, this is a truth. And I go see, is it true? Did they just manipulate that information or is it true? I think that's what's happened to us now as a culture. We have to verify information that we get. It's no longer just one news source. It's multiple. That's what's changing with Neptune in Aries. And I want you guys to be really excited about Neptune in Aries because do you remember as long as Neptune is in Aries and any of these other planets that it comes in contact with, Neptune is sort of like the Cinderella aspect. If it's touching something in your chart, let's say you have Venus in Aries, and I know a lot of you do. When Neptune hits your Venus, the Cinderella aspect, that's the one where you're charmed. You get luck. Super luck. If Neptune hits anything else in your chart, if that's in fire, early degrees of fire, Leo, Aries, or Leo, Aries, or Sag, any early degree in Neptune hits, it's getting that charm, that aspect of charm and success. So we're finally getting some of this watery piece component of Neptune to be inspired, to be brought into a realm of inspiration, of hope. You know how hopeless sometimes those Neptune and Pisces stuff felt? Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many people, I have to say, I would imagine that the depression rate skyrocketed while Neptune was in Pisces. I don't know if you all know people who were depressed. I know a lot. Not personal, like in my inner world, but I know a lot of people who are just depressed because I come in contact with a lot of people who write, who talk, da, da, da. And you can see and hear in their voice, they're not, it's not easy for them. A lot of them are air signs too, where there's just a little bit of the hopelessness was louder than hopefulness. And I think Neptune is allowing us to have that shift. I'm going to check on you guys right now, see how you're doing. Fran, thank you. No, you're not. There's no such thing as late to the room. Mercury goes direct April 7th. Venus goes direct April 13th. Mars enters Leo April 18th. So use the retros to clear on your genuine desires. Thanks, Terry. I love that you are backing up this information. Awesome recap, at Terry. Yes, thank you, Terry. It is. Thanks, Lynn. Thank you for giving us hope. I have Chiron at 4 degrees Aries. Oh my goodness, you do, Karen. Karen has Chiron at 4. So Karen, this is a time for you with Neptune entering Aries, coming towards your Chiron. Listen, Neptune Chiron, listen to this. Remember this book, you guys? Let me see. Yeah, you do. Love and Money, Magi Key to Success in Love and Money. But if I look up Chiron and Neptune, okay, just listen to this real quick. I know where to find it really fast. All right, here it is. In a, hold on, electional, meaning in a transit, one of the best aspects for any business, it provides the highest level of financial security, especially from Neptunian sources and endeavors. A fabulous aspect to be able to incorporate into a wedding too, you guys, it says. It signifies long-term marriage, family ties, security, and family. Also a good aspect to try to conceive. You heard that, Karen. Okay, so that's a powerhouse time, Karen, for Neptune to be on your Chiron. Whatever Neptune's doing to you guys, if you're an Aries sun, like all the Pisces have been through it. I can't wait to hear from you guys. You Pisces people have had Neptune. Neptune can be one of the most confounding planets in the world. It just sort of numbs your brain. It can numb you out. If some of you have felt like, I don't even know what I want, that's Neptunian. Okay. When it was on my Mars, I was befuddled. No idea what to do. It was where I was obsessed with decorating the house, but at the same time, and I think it was during right before Louise Hay came to visit. So I hired, I mean, I spent so much money for somebody else to tell me their taste. And but I was in that bubble, still paying that off just to say, you need drapes and we'll get them made and we'll do this and we'll do this. And it was like, okay, it was pretty, I think. I don't know. I don't even remember it. But that's Neptune. So what we have to do during this Neptunian time when it's in Aries is we get to say, okay, am I in there? What do I think about all this? And that's where you get to pull in some of your own personal, your own personal message. Pisces people have been Neptuned. Aries people are going to be Neptuned. There's going to be times of great, enormous creativity in the Aries people that we know. Okay. There's also going to be time of great confusion for them. They're going to, for the first time, be able to listen and feel rather than just get a little spark and react. You know, Aries, they get a spark and they're gone, right? They make a decision and they're gone. Now, what we're going to see is this slowdown effect, this feeling of like addictions are going to go away. Is that possible? How many people do you know that gave up an addiction recently? Think about it. I know four. That just said, it just fell away. It was just time. So pay attention to that, Neptune and Aries. They didn't talk about that in the 1860s. Like, what were you addicted to? what would you be addicted to? Opium? Moonshine? I don't know. I don't know. But whatever it was, I doubt there was much thought put into it. But a lot of people gave up in recent days, in recent weeks, because as it gets in 29 degrees of Pisces, it starts the Aries effect, like that last degree, the anaretic degree. All right. Let me see. You all are doing okay. Let me see. Yes, of course, Karen. I'm so happy for you. That's exciting news. Okay, now we have Neptune in Aries. Seems like it may be that classic line from Moonstruck where she said, I know what you're going to say. I don't even read it. Snap out of it to Nicolas Cage, right? One of my favorite movies of all time. I still know people who, I just told people you have to watch Moonstruck. Young people are so resistant if you recommend anything. And I have a few young people that work for me and I'm like, I was just saying the other day, Moonstruck, you've got to watch Moonstruck. Just see Cher at her pivotal moment in life. Like she was at her primo superstar moment. And she does go up to Nicolas Cage in the next morning and he's starting to feel all guilty and worried because she's engaged to the brother. And she just slaps him and says, snap out of it. That's what this is, Lynn. Very good. Neptune in Aries is saying, snap out of it, you guys. Come on. And I don't even have to tell you to do that because the planets are showing you what's already happening to you. They're not showing you what's being done to you. They're reflecting what's already happening to you. The planets are just reflecting back what's already going on. I know y'all are feeling like you're waking up from a deep sleep, and there's still some sleep going on. You know, those of you that hit the snooze alarm, just keep hitting it because eventually you'll be missing it. Eventually your alarm clock will just get loud enough for you to go, okay. And this isn't even all. Uranus is still in Taurus, and that's going to go into Gemini this year too. Jupiter's going to go into Cancer this year. We just knocked off two. Get this. Saturn is catching up with Neptune. That is the breakthrough of breakthroughs. I'm not kidding. That's the one to look forward to. And guess what? We get a taste of it in August. But the actual real thing, because one will be going retrograde and one will be going direct. And so in August, we get a little piece of it, but it's 1 year from now in February when Saturn goes into Aries and meets up with Neptune. It is gigantic. If you think Neptune going into Aries is one thing, wait till Saturn comes and says, I'm going to bring form to this thing. You guys, you're going to be so happy to lose some of this Pisces stuff. It's going to feel like spring in your soul. Let me check on you. That's what it was. He was saying, I love you. Thank you. I did get that wrong, didn't I? Nicolas Cage was starting to fall for her. And she's like, I'm getting married. Snap out of it. That's right. So cute. I hope you all get to see Moonstruck. There's a few movies. We've been in Dark Zone. You're going to hate the movies I watch, but I love them. Like the series I watch. I'm in Daredevil Heaven. I'm in The Punisher Heaven. I'm in Reacher Heaven. There's something about these, I'm going to come and get you, and I'm not afraid of you because you're a bad person, and I'm going to come and get you, that I love. I think a part of me is like, yay, daddy. Because there is something just really special about knowing that there are true heroes, and I'm big into the hero thing right now. I'm just big in it. And and these are gritty. I mean, they're not easy. If you're squeamish, they're not easy. So I'm enjoying that. But I have a Scorpio. I mean, like, I'm Scorpio Saturn. Y'all would have to be disappointed in me if I was saying. At the same time, I'm going to be watching Wicked here soon. I love musicals. I love singing to musicals. And John just loves hearing me sing. He records me and follows me around like he's so addicted to my voice. Okay, I'm lying a little bit. But in fact, I get a lot of crap for singing a little too much, but the boys seem to love it. I mean, they go into the other room and sort of get under the covers like they're cozying up, maybe. I don't know. Thank you for posting that, Karen. I appreciate that. She posted the Moonstruck clip. That's good. Yeah, we need some heroes, right? Let's have some heroes. And I'm just enjoying it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm watching. I'm fantasizing about sort of like just, you know, not being afraid. And really, though, you guys, one of the ways to not be afraid, get knowledge. Like, learn that what you're hearing may not be the whole thing. That's all. Get some information in, all of it, from all over. And if you can't, if you're squeamish because you're hearing information from sources that you don't typically like, see what that's about. Maybe it's a lot easier than you think to sort of like open up a little bit, open up both brains. And then guess who's making the choice? You. You're not being told what to think. You're being allowed to think because you're letting information in that you normally don't let it in. I can't even tell you how many people walk out of the room because I have an opinion that this used to be. Now I don't have as many people to do that because they, once you walked out, you probably ain't coming back. But astrologically, one of the most potent times we're in right now, to watch it, to be a part of it, to love it, to not be afraid of it, to be hopeful about it. That's all we got, right? Why aren't we hopeful, more hopeful? And why are you, what are you afraid of? What is this so different than any other time period? This is special. And when have you ever been confronted with something that you didn't, that the anticipation was worse than the actual thing? Right? All right. So let's join that this week is going to be amazing. We have a, now this full moon, the solar eclipse in Libra. So wherever Libra was in your chart, that stuff's getting activated too. And that's what this whole thing, the lecture that I'm giving you about being balanced, hearing both sides, very Libra, very timely, very important. Libras love hearing all the information and being the disseminator of balanced media, like right in the middle. They love doing that. They get a little irritating in that they always like to keep it a little, sometimes like too uncontroversial. But if you've ever been in a relationship with a Libra, I'm raising my hand because I am. They don't necessarily take your side just because it's you. And remember my big thing with talking to Louise Hay. I said, why can't everybody be like, why can't, when I'm angry, I want John angry at the same people I'm angry with. Why can't he be angry? And she said, because one of us angry is enough. It's like the classic Libra line. I love that. Okay. Hi, Penny. Welcome. I'm glad you know me saying John loves my singing is about as big a lie as I could tell. Okay, thank you. All right, you guys, listen. Big week ahead. So this week, I just want you to pay a little bit of attention. I'm going to bring the chart back up. Pay just a little bit attention to here. Boom. Yeah, we're in the middle this week of the moon is going to tap into Uranus, right? So the moon is going to hit Jupiter, Mars, Uranus this week, okay? So the moon's in Taurus right now. It's going to hit Uranus tomorrow. So you're going to have an emotional high and low. And I just want you to be ready for it. Tomorrow is April Fool's. I do not like pranks. I don't like days that celebrate pranks. I don't, because I don't have a sense of humor in that way. Don't prank me because I'm like, my mind is very literal. Like I'd be like, I don't know what to do here. What just happened? Like my mind just gets like frozen in logic. Believe it or not. And I'm seven planets in water, but that's my defense. See, not enough air. So I just go into like, let's analyze every moment. All right. So all the way through the weekend, it's in Leo. So this is kind of like spring into summer this week. And we're not going to see a lot of big changes until next Monday when Mercury ends its retrograde motion. And this is the Promethean cycle, which means look ahead, start taking risks, start thinking about your futures, start thinking outside your own boxes. All right. I am checking on you and then I'm going to say goodbye. Looks like you're doing good. You guys are beautiful. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And Kat Nicholson is up after me. Kelly Whetstone is doing the Feng Shui series. If Kelly Whetstone told me she was teaching a feng shui series, that's all she'd have to say when the word feng came out of her mouth, I'd be signing up. Taurus, right? And like has studied like to the nth degree everything you need to know. Let's get our prosperity corners in alignment. She just put it up. That class was last week. There's another one coming up. Go to look at one, two, listen. Ginger's also teaching the Power Peak. This week, the password is April, all lowercase, at markhusson.com. Please enjoy it. And please do me a favor, subscribe. Tell your people to subscribe. We need to know that you're still interested in what we do. We're bringing the crew to YouTube slowly but surely. So please just know how much your support is the only reason we do any of this. I'm not kidding. I don't know what I would do without you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you guys. I'm taking this off. This is okay. Good. Okay. From the bottom of my heart. Boom. Love you. And then we are going to sign in Kat, and I'm signing out. Thank you guys so much. Talk to you soon.